From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama is on his way back to Washington after an unannounced visit to Afghanistan today, his first as president. Mr. Obama delivered a speech to troops saying he was confident their mission would be successful. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president and says the visit also included several key meetings.
President Obama flew into Afghanistan after dark on Sunday. He met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and got an on-the-ground update from U.S. Commander Stanley McChrystal. U.S. and allied forces are preparing for a major offensive in the city of Kandahar, a Taliban refuge in southern Afghanistan. Mr. Obama's ordered an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to the country, bringing the total to about 100,000 by late summer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Kabul.
With the president in Afghanistan, Mr. Obama's chief advisors were left to defend his domestic agenda on the Sunday talk shows. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
The Tea Party Express bus is rolling across the country. A variety of states are challenging the health care law. And speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Republicans are going to keep up the offense.
And it's just not health care. It's taken over General Motors. It's the stimulus bill that's just completely out of control and now taking over student loans. I look forward to a contest in November.
On CNN, Presidential Senior Advisor David Axelrod defended the administration's decision to fill 15 government positions while Congress is in recess.
We are in a position where the Republican Party has taken a position where they're going to try and slow and block progress on all fronts, whether it's legislation or appointments.
Axelrod says sensitive positions in Treasury and Homeland Security can't be left empty. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Families of dozens of missing South Korean sailors visited the site of the sunken ship today near North Korea. From Pangyang Island, Wally Saikautau has this update.
More than 40 South Korean families watched today as divers continued their search for missing crew members of the Navy ship Chunnan. Escorted by the Navy, many were visibly upset as rescue operations dotted the horizon of the Yellow Sea. Oh In-sung is a team leader for the Korea Rescue Organization. Initially, about 60 people were rescued. South Korea's president told the nation not to lose hope for survivors. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau on Pengyun Island.
China's largest private-run automaker will be the new owner of Ford Motor's Volvo unit. Chinese company Geely agreed Sunday to buy Volvo for $1.8 billion. It's the last sale from Ford's premier group of brands, which also held Aston Martin, Jaguar, and Land Rover. Both sides will aim to close the sale in the third quarter. Geely's getting Volvo at a price well below what Ford paid. This is NPR. Canada is ready to press a group of eight leading industrialized nations to tighten UN sanctions on Iran. G8 foreign ministers are meeting in Canada Monday and Tuesday to discuss global security. The U.S. and its Western allies won a fourth round of sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. They believe the country is working on an atomic weapon, but Iran insists the program is for peaceful means only. European authorities are searching for a gang of armed men who robbed a Swiss casino in Basel today. They made off with hundreds of thousands of dollars. Swiss and French police have launched a manhunt. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The robbery took place early Sunday morning. A statement from the Swiss prosecutor's office describes the dramatic events. It says about 10 armed masked men who spoke French stormed the casino and made off with the cash. The statement says the gang, dressed in black, arrived in two cars. One man reportedly smashed the front door with a sledgehammer. The other men ran inside the casino, wielding machine guns and pistols. The gunmen ordered some 600 guests and employees to the floor. Several guests and one security guard were lightly injured from being hit or stepped on. Swiss prosecutors say some of the men entered the basement of the casino and emptied registers. However, they were thwarted in their efforts to get into the strong room. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
With 2 seconds remaining, Michigan State came through with a free throw that gave the team a 70-69 victory over Tennessee Sunday. The win sends MSU to the NCAA Final Four. Duke also advanced to the Final Four. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.